Welcome to this week's edition of Fueling the Future with Co-Energy Propane and Brian Adams. Brian, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, Frank.
So, preparing for winter, propane gets a lot of use in the wintertime.
Yeah, it's no secret that the wintertime is when propane has the highest demand. So, it's definitely something that we like to educate our customers and just general propane users as common reminders.
All right, what are some of the things people should keep in mind?
Yeah, so there's really three kind of key ideas that propane users should keep in mind. The first is be prepared. Don't wait until the snowstorms, the ice hits before you start thinking of your propane. There's a lot of stress and demand from the community on propane providers during those times. And so if you can get ahead of that and, you know, request your propane to be delivered before we hit these really cold spells, then you're going to be in front of everybody else, and it's going to be a little bit easier for both you and your propane provider.
All right. So what about when bad weather hits and the truck needs to head out to your property?
Yeah, always important to think about how is that propane delivery driver going to be able to get to your tank. So making sure your driveways are plowed and that you've plowed a path to the propane tank in that snowy weather is going to be very important to make sure that that delivery gets made and for the safety of your propane delivery driver.
Okay. And some things we can do as far as maintenance of the tank or checking on it.
Yeah. So it's always important, especially for those that only use propane during the winter, to just to go out and do the sniff test, to go out to your tank and do you smell any odor of rotten eggs? That's an additive that's added to propane to be able to tell if it's in the atmosphere. The propane tank and all the connections are made out of metal, and metal's going to shrink or expand as the weather gets hotter or colder. And so some of those fittings might loosen up a little bit, and it's a great time to get out there, make sure that there's no safety concerns, and if there are, then your propane provider will get out there immediately and take care of any issues.
We talked about plowing the driveway, but then again, from the driveway onto the tank, if it's a heavy snowfall, we need to make sure there's a pathway for it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of work for the drivers, and they're carrying a heavy hose from the truck to the propane tank. And so making sure that they have a path that they can easily access to the propane tank, and to make sure that the propane tank isn't buried under snow in some of the heavier snow fall times is important, so that we can locate the tank and be able to get it filled in a safe condition.
Good things to remember for winter preparation. Are there rebate programs in effect right now for people to convert to propane?
There absolutely is. So the Pacific Propane Gas Association, the Regional Association for Propane Providers, offers up to $3,800 rebate per household on a per appliance basis. So a home a heater can qualify for a $500 rebate for the installation of that appliance.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Frank.
Be sure to tune in next week to Fueling the Future with Co-Energy Propane. You'll learn all about the ways you can save, not just on energy costs, but the environment too. Stay up to date on how Co-Energy is paving the way to being a 100% renewable resource made right here in the USA, and all the reasons why Co-Energy is the preferred propane dealer in the Northwest. Clean, positive energy. Learn more at coenergy.net.